James Charman doesn't have his headset on, but this is the British Bulldog theme song. You need to turn on your microphone. I know you're new to radio. No, somebody's done it for you because we didn't realize you were incompetent.
This is Rule Britannia. Yeah. It's a rather well-known song. It's not an anthem per se. That'd be God Save the Queen for England.
Right.
But it's it gets my blood boiling.
That makes you sound like you get angry.
Well, how do you feel? How do you feel about the Englishman celebrating beating, what was that team, Tunisia? It was someone like Tunisia.
It was Tunisia. Yeah.
Like it was, they had won the World Cup.
Who was doing that?
We didn't see the videos?
No, of whom?
Like fans? Man, yeah. Fans, they were stomping cars in the middle of the street.
You didn't see any fan reacts?
Do you know how rare it is that England win games at World Cups?
See, Tunisia, and it took you the last minute of the game, and everyone's on the flipping cars.
They won the game late in the match, which doesn't happen for this team.
You would defend them,
right?
You would defend them.
It's been a long time since we've enjoyed anything at a World Cup, so give it to us, will you?
Mexico beating Germany, I'm like, fine, go out and celebrate. Especially when that video, you saw the video of the grandmother blessing everyone before the game?
Sure.
Okay.
Didn't see that either, no.
What are you doing? I thought it was your job.
I'm watching the games.
Get it together.
I'm actually watching the games. That's what I'm doing, not the viral videos.
There was a viral video of a Mexican grandmother just blessing every single player on the big screen, like giving them the blessing as they went through in the warm-ups, and it was like, yeah, Mexico's going to win this game.
And then they did. Right?
Because, dude, I immediately bet Mexico.
Because Brazil isn't the least bit religious, right? There's no one on that team.
No one blessed their players.
G-O-D. Yeah. No, of course not.
James Charman in studio. It's good. Joe Bananas, JD Bunkus, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. It's good to have you back from Russia.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was interesting. It was fascinating. Yeah, it was. What a city Moscow is.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
No, it is. I'll go back there at some point to actually travel around. It is an incredible city. It's just it's enormous. The buildings are just all state government power, man. It's really almost intimidating in that regard. But the carnival atmosphere had arrived. You know, the World Cup fans were there. Mm-hmm. I saw more Peruvian fans, I think, than anyone else, strangely enough. They were out in mass.
It's a long way from Peru.
It is, but they were really supporting their team, and it was just a really good experience. And obviously, it culminated with a pretty important day for Canadian soccer.
Yeah, it did. And you did a great
job.
And
then I flew back before the game started.
But
we won't discuss that. No.
That's kind of rude almost from Sportsnet. Like, hey, James, go down there, set the scene. You can't watch any games.
Oh,
you can't stay for anything.
It's a slap in the face. Yeah. Surely, right?
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Somebody with more clout definitely could have talked their way into staying.
Can I just stay for the first day?
One day.
Yeah. Can I get the Russian game? It's a one-off.
Let Saudi Arabia. Come
on. Need you back, son. Let's go.
Had it not been Russia, Saudi Arabia, I may have fought a little harder for that first game. You know, it wasn't the worst game to miss.
Yeah. Lots of goals scored, but yeah.
They were, yeah.
And did they make you work the first day you got back?
No, they didn't actually. No. Craig was in, I think second or third day. Yeah. I'm not complaining.
Okay. Did you eat a lot of goulash? Like, what is the Russian delicacy?
You know what? We were so busy. You know, we didn't get a chance to really taste the Russian,
so you had no vodka
culinary
or beer.
Well, there may have been a little bit of beer perhaps, but not much. And yeah, we didn't really get a chance to really embrace the culture as much as we'd like to have done.
Yeah, you're working.
It's nonstop. You know, these trips, they're fun. I'm not complaining, but they are nonstop.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a thing that happens with a lot of people that travel for their work for sports. People are like, oh my God, you've been to so many different places. Like, yeah, mostly hotel rooms.
Yeah. I go to hotel rooms, Expo Centers, Congress Halls.
Yeah,
right?
I go to a bar and I have a drink by myself and hope that someone talks to me.
I have to justify the thousands of dollars that were spent to bring me here by actually doing work.
Yeah, no. Not as glamorous as some people think.
No, not at all.
They think you're like on vacation there. Like, did you do a cruise? Did you do a cruise while you're there?
Oh, yeah. not even a bus tour. Yeah. Not even that.
Yeah. All right. So we're about to, well, it looks like Argentina today, they're done. What minute? We're into the 88th minute already. Yeah. Croatia's going through with their two victories, but a draw and now a loss for Messi's Argentina. And in that draw against Iceland, he misses a penalty, which again, it's like, it's not his forte. He's only like six of his last 10.
Yeah. It's not
penalties.
Great at all. And you know, it's just the timing, right? Just as he's doing that, his arch rival Ronaldo's doing what he's doing and just, you know, bossing this World Cup, and it's just the timing's awful. So it looks bad. And again, today, you know, he's been pretty ineffective. His team around him has been just dreadful today. They can't pass the ball. Simple as that. They can't set him up. So he'll take the heat today. There's no doubt about it. But I don't know. It's not his fault, I don't think. I mean, my word, that is a poor performance by Argentina.
The thing is, though, is there's more people, I think, like me, that will just immediately jump onto the legacy conversation. It's just impossible. Had Ronaldo not been having such an incredible start to this World Cup, I mean, it probably helps things a little bit, but you're watching one guy grow to goatee and stroke the chin and drop a hat trick against Spain and then lead his team past Morocco and then, you're watching, like, Messi's only highlight as of right now is going to be missing that penalty, and it's going to be played over and over and over again. And, like, again, smart people like yourself who follow the game all the time are not going to bury Messi into this, but for the casual fan, this actually feels like a real tipping point in the debate between these two players.
It's more legitimate now than ever before.
Yeah.
I understand the argument, absolutely. I'll always be a Messi guy. You won't convince me otherwise. Oh. But what Ronaldo's done the last year even is just phenomenal. And to do it in a new position, a new role, and we measure him now only by goals being scored, right? Because apart from that, he's not doing that much, which is fine. It's incredible. Whereas Messi is still in the same role he always was in. You know, you see the ball at his feet a lot more than Ronaldo. So maybe he'll reinvent himself at some point. But what CR7's done, you know, the Champions League winning that, scoring all those goals last year in La Liga as well, and now doing this. I mean, it's still the group phase. They could still crash out, who knows, in the round of 16. And, you know, that is somewhat muted. But complete respect to him.
But coming off the Euro win two years ago, right? Like, there is international success for him and that Portugal team. Do these guys take it personally? Like, do they look at it head to head?
Yeah, they absolutely do. Ronaldo in particular.
Yeah.
Messi didn't for as long a time, but maybe he will now. Even see his body language today. It's not great. You know, before the game, he looked very, very stressed in the lineup, but the anthems, his head's been down in this match quite a bit, not getting the service. I think he takes it to heart. I really do. These are competitors, you know, more than anything, and they want to beat each other.
Do you like this, though, the potential for upsets? Because we really do. Like, I'm not really concerned about Germany. I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, so do I.
But still, there is potential for them to crash out, and then you could end up having, I think Germany and Argentina were two of the top three favorites entering this tournament. You could be looking at a situation where neither of them is an elimination
game. Well, Argentina, they may have been the bookies, but they shouldn't have been. I mean,
sure.
I think if you watch the game closely, you knew they weren't a very good side coming into that. How far could Messi carry them? That was the big question. As Croatia are about to score another goal right now, there it is, 3-0.
And he just broke a law, definitely.
Finally broke something. but, you know, to me, that's not a big stunner. Obviously, if Germany crash out, that's enormous. I think you're seeing in this tournament the parity, perhaps, in world football. There aren't bad teams anymore at this level. That they're all good technically.
Mm-hmm. Tunisia.
They're a good team. They're not a bad team.
Saudi Arabia? Yeah.
You know what? You watched Saudi Arabia in the last match compared to the first match. It's a different side entirely. They were overwhelmed in that first match against Russia. Mm-hmm. Technically, they're a good team.
It's fixed for Russia
anyway. In previous years, you could see the bad teams. They couldn't pass the ball 10 yards. Now they can all pass the ball. They can all control the ball.
What's it going to be like when there's 48 countries? What about when there's 48 countries?
That's a nice picture there. Sorry, we see Diego Maradona in the stands now.
Crying?
With a tear in his eye. Yeah. That's a shame.
I'm sure that's exactly how he's going to look like in 2 hours.
Yeah. We discussed that before we went to air. What might be going on there? We probably can't divulge the conversation.
All right. We only got a couple of minutes before we got to let you go. So we got to talk about England, which, again, that was one of the conversations we were having in the break that we actually can bring to air. That England coming away with a last-second victory against Tunisia. In Tunisia, not a perennial powerhouse in the international stage, but whatever.
No, you just made them seem like they were the best.
They're the kind of team that always causes England problems.
Right, because they play soccer.
Concerned. Precisely.
Good.
But the teams that sit deep defend, and England have difficulty against these teams.
Yeah.
And they did again in that match.
But the English team seemingly going totally under the radar going into this tournament, right? Like that seems like something that could benefit a team that is just covered relentlessly by the tabloids.
For sure, yeah. I mean, there's less pressure on this team this time around than in previous years. Absolutely. A very young team with certainly, you know, eyes on the future, not so much this World Cup. And they're also quite a likable bunch. In the past, you've always had the guys who are polarizing figures, be it David Beckham or whoever it's going to be, you know, people that you either love or you hate. Now they seem like decent human beings, which is rare for an England team. And they're in a group where they should do okay, they should advance, but no one expects them to go very far in the tournament. Mm. Quarterfinals would be incredible for them. And the way the draw looks, you know, that looks quite possible. So I think it's just the new England. We've been crushed so many times. England fans are like Leaf fans, right? Yeah. We're not as bad as people think as far as we don't really think we're going to win very much.
Right.
Right? But we do love our team, and we will get behind it on the big moments. And when they do turn that corner, we'll be there for them, obviously. But I think England's in the beginning of a pretty good little run internationally with some very good young players coming through the system, and we're seeing a few of them in this tournament.
So we have 40 seconds. Who's your favorite now? Has that changed since the tournament?
Still Germany.
Started?
I mean, they're going to be really? Fine. I mean, they were really poor against Mexico, and Mexico was just superb. But they'll change things around. They got the depth. It's often that the world champion has a difficult time starting World Cups, and it's all about building momentum in these tournaments, peaking at the right time. I think they'll do it. Of course, I was saying the same thing last time about Spain, and they didn't turn it around, right? But right. I see a lot more youth in this team than I saw in Spain last time out. So I think Germany will still be fine. Up there with Brazil and France, who look pretty good today as well.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll have you back in to discuss the Queen biopic when you've seen it.
Was it November 2nd?
Yeah,
right?
Something like that.
Yeah.